Okay, our friends. So, back by popular demand, we will be doing another story about those crazy blocks in Minecraft. You'll never guess who I have with me today. Kaboom, right? By the time you guys figure out who it is, I'll probably be Ashes because he might explode. And then I'm right next to him, so. Unless you don't explode until after the story. He's a creeper. That's right. He is a green little black-eyed creeper. Are you ready for your story, my friend? That's a yes. That's right. So today's story is called Minecraft Buzzing Beehive. It's by Christy Webster. It's illustrated by Alan Batson. And it's read today by Mommy and her creeper. Here we go. On my latest adventure, I found a biome I'd never seen before. A cherry grove. And it's true, we can see that it is a cherry grove because it has bright pink leaves in the trees, and I bet if we were there to smell it, it would smell sweet. I was getting a closer look at the pink petals when a cute little bee landed on the exact same flower. I watched as the bee bumbled away, covered in pollen. Because pollen is what? Exactly. It's part of the tree's way of saying, come here, bees, take this from me. And then the bees can turn it into honey, right? I followed the bee to see where it would go. It buzzed along until it reached a little nest on a nearby cherry tree. I wondered if I could grab that nest and bring it home. Would the bees stay inside and come with me? Uh-oh, this seems like a bad choice. No! The moment I touched the nest, three angry bees popped out. I didn't wait to see what they would do next. I ran all the way home. Ooh, and they're angry because their eyes are red, right? Yeah. Oh, no. My creeper blew up. The next day, I was farming at my own base, and to my surprise, another bee buzzed by. I kept very still as I watched. I only had a few flowers in my garden, but the little bee stopped at each one before heading to the trees. This bee's nest was close to my base and filled with honey. It looked so sweet and tasty. Maybe they wouldn't mind if I collected just a little with my glass bottle. I should have known. As soon as I grabbed the honey, the bees were after me again. I didn't run away fast enough this time. Ouch. One of the bees stung me. Oh no. Do you know that's the saddest thing? Because when the bee stings you, what happens to the bee? It doesn't survive. That poor bee sting. That poor bee. Well, I guess it's probably not that way in Minecraft, huh? Because, yeah, they're safe. Okay. The bee sting gave me a poison effect. Oh, I could feel my health slipping away slowly. All I had was the bottle of honey. I didn't know what else to do, so I drank it. I felt better right away. That was some good honey. I continued watching the bees at a distance. I didn't want to get another sting, but that honey was so good. I wanted to make friends with them. Over my shoulder, I spotted my own campfire puffing smoke into the sky. Would the smoke help calm the bees? Maybe. It does in real life. Did you know that? Being very careful not to disturb the bees, I built another campfire just under the nest. The smoke started rising up and all around, It was a relaxing sight. I didn't take out my axe or a bottle this time. I pulled out my shears instead. The bees didn't get angry, and I got the whole honeycomb. Back at my crafting table, I added string to the honeycomb to make pretty candles. I tried adding dye, and it worked. Now I could make candles in any color I wanted. While I was making new discoveries, I noticed one of the bees buzz over my crops. I could see that it was carrying pollen. Suddenly, a patch of wheat grew faster. Oh my goodness. These pollinators are doing their job. They also move time faster. Interesting. Wow, so many good things happened after I made friends with the bees. I got busy planting more flowers all around. Keeping the bees happy was my new mission. And what a great mission it is. We should all have that bear mission. We should plant some flowers, keep them happy, shouldn't we? Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say the same thing. And that, my dear friends, is Kaboom. Yeah, and get out there and play some Minecraft with those bees. Oh dear.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.